Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. She responds to Louis Nishmas from Moshe Howard's Etzel. We're holding in Yuma Dafman base in the art school Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting in Dafman Aleph Amud base one line before the end. The Gemara speaks about the Shtu Seirim has to be Shavim Bedomim. That's what Mishnah says. They have to be equal in their value. So says the Gemara, Shavim Bedomim Vein Shavim B'Shvach Adomim. What happens if they are the payment for both is the same? You go to the market, you have to pay the same amount for both. But they really, one of them is valued more. Just the seller of the one who's valued more is giving a cheaper price. Then they didn't do it correctly. Because it has to be the actual value, not what it's cost in the market. But if it's the opposite, they are worth the same value, but in the end of the day, one of them costs more in the market, so then the same market be awesome, because again, it has to be the value, not what the actual money is in the marketplace. If you have to choose, one of them, his body is better, meaning he's an actual more valuable in his body, the other one looks better. What should you choose? Says the Gemara, if you hear me a sovereign meme, I wanted to say, Nishmeinim in a double, learn from the following. Aviv Katsur Yavish Liktsur. The coming to do the mitzvah of the Oimer, the mitzvah of the Oimer is to be Aviv. Aviv means which is a little moist. So you have Aviv, but and it's ready harvest. And you have Yavish, but you have dry Liktsur. Was not harvest yet. There's a mitzvah to do Ketziras Oimer, to come and cut it. So what should you do? Should you take the one which is already cut, and it's the moist one? Or the one which was not cut, but it's dry. Aviv katzur koyt. It's better to do aviv katzur. Says the Gemara, do amr mishubach begufo, mishubach maro, mishubach begufo koytim. Because the Gemara understands that when you have the aviv is the gufo, it means it's an actual better value. It's the moist one. The katzur is a side thing. I mean, it's nicer to do the ktsira. So the same way here, I say, take the one that has an intrinsic value than an exterior value. So also here, take the one which is the more meshubach, that has the more value in its actual value than the one that looks better. The one continues to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah, it says that if he had the two seer and one of them died, he brings another one. It says, if the one that died was Shal Hashem, so it's replace it. If it's not Zazel, we'll replace it. Now he doesn't know which one died. He said, well, that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. Kini Mastiz, the explanation of the Mishnah is, Yavish Shnayim V'Yagril Aleim, brings two and does Goyrol, Ketchil, like he did in the beginning. V'yarem Ezeh Shalav HaGoyrol Hashem, Yizkayim Tachtov. And he will say, the one that came in the Goyrol Hashem will replace the one that's missing. Not that he doesn't know which one is missing. He knows clearly which one is missing. Says the Gemara now, if the one of the Azazel died, so he comes, replaced the Azazel, and he has now two Korbanos Hashem. Ezeh Mehem Korv Tchilo, which one should be Korv? Rav Omar Sheini Shebin Zug Sheini. Meaning, the new one that came. He brought two new animals. One goes La'azazel. His peer should go La'ashem. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Sheini Shebin Zug Rishon. No. The one that was originally La'ashem, that should be the one that should be carved La'ashem. So the Muhammad of Zer, Tami, Rabbi Yochanan, what's the reason? Rabbi Yochanan says, Vasau Chotos Barishon. It says the Pesach, Vasau Chotos. Why have to say Vasau Chotos extra words? To tell you the first one that he did Chotos, that will remain Chotos as long as it's alive. Omar Avlo, Tami, Rabbi Yochanan has another drasha. The Vaso Chatos tells me he does not make it Chatos right away. He's saying it's Chatos. He's saying the one that the girl said Lashem says this will be Lashem most probably, but he won't make it Lashem until you know everything else is intact. If the one Lazazel dies, so he takes away Lashem and you do Lashem afterwards. So that works as Rav Yonah sitting in Rav Zahiro. He's kveved betliyim. It's almost like a tenai. I'm conditioning this in a way that I want to make sure that this one will be Lashem. And if his friend died, then once I get the next one, then I'll make it into Lashem. Continues the Gemara. We're going to use now the Gersa of Rav Chaim in the next few lines. Al daite de abirchan. According to abirchan, that says you have to use the first animal. Meis sheni shebin zug rishon benal. This first animal died. Sheni shebin zug sheni mao sheidoche. Can I use now the second one, meaning the second lashem? Or I say it was already pushed off because it was disqualified because we had the first one. Also abo abchia b'shabirchan, and he said met sheni shebin zug rishon. Sheni shebin zug sheni kvar nitcho. Says yes. Once it's out, it's out. Says the Gemara kol sheken mechalfe. The opposite case, she tosses the Rav according to Rav. Meaning, according to Rav, he's going to use La Hashem the new one that came. That he brought two animals, one replaced the Azazel, and then one Lashem, that will become the one Lashem. So the original Lashem was pushed away. So Yemele Meis Sheni Shebezug Sheni, now died the one, the new one that came, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Kvar Nidcho. So the first one is already pushed away. And why is it called Shekin? Because in the first case, you say that it was Dochem Yikara, meaning it didn't start Bichlal. The second animal was never a korban. And you see, that's still going to be pushed away. Here, it was a good korban, was pushed away afterwards. It's called Roy Nire V'Nitche. Nire V'Nitche is always worse than Dochem Yikara. Ketuvos the Gemara, he grew Shloisha, he made a goyrel on three different animals, meaning three different pairs. This is the Gemara brought earlier in the Masechta. So he took three different pairs, to do one of them, to do the avodah that goes in Kodesh Kadoshim. Me'echod ha'paroiches, to do the avodah that's done on the curtain. Me'echod ha'mizbach ha'zav, to do the avodah that's done in the eichol. Eizeh me'em mishtech. So now I have three, because we have three different gorillas, three different pairs. They had used the one Lashem to do at one stage of each, in one in the Kodesh Kadoshim, one in the Paroiches, and one in the Eichel. But now I have three animals that are the pair that they had Lazazel. So which one is actually sent Lazazel? Zera says, anyone you do kapara, the other one has to be mishtalach. So here, each one of them is done kapara. So therefore, each one is mishtalach. If there was no kapara done, ain chaver mishtalach. It all depends on kapara, even somewhat of a kapara. Only one that you finish the kaparo, so its peer goes to become siyam shtalach. If you didn't finish the kol kaparo, you don't send it away. And the Gemara goes to explain, all three are doing kaparo, so all three peers go to be siyam shtalach. The is only the last one where the kaparo was done with its peer. Because the Gemara says, Shein Chatas Siru Meisa, Thomas Rida says, you do kill the Chatos, you do kill it. So, Katiz the Gemara in Davin Beis Amud Beis says, the Gemara, according to this, what happens according to Abudu? According to Abudu, they do the Goyrul, but you do a girl with one that comes to Hashem, you kill it. You're doing a goyrol and it will kill the animal? I mean, for the beginning, there's not even one stage, this animal is kosher. You do a goyrol for it to be dead. Then we find such a thing where Ablozo Amar Yamusu. Because Ablozo said that a Tmuras Oshom, and Oshom Shemesu Baaleo, you kill it. So the Tmura, when you do the Tmura, you're putting the replacement of the Oshom to a Tmura. That's what Tmura means. You exchange the Gdusha of the Oshom to Tmura, and right away when the Gdusha starts, you kill it. So right away, it's going to Ibud. It's going to be lost. Says the Gemara, Omar, Amana, Adad, Makshle, Al De Ravyudo. The fact he has come to Ravyudo, it's really Kashiso, Al De Mastiso. It's a question on the Mishnah. The Tanin Tamon, we learned over there, Vlad Chatos, we have the list of all the Chatos that dies, so one of them is Vlad Chatos, the fetus, the baby born from a Chatos, Vitmur is Chatos, and the Chatos, which has a Tumuro, meaning you exchange for another animal, Vichatos Shemeso Baaleo, and if the owner died, Yemusu. Same question. Here, the Tmur from the beginning, once you did the Tmur, right away he dies. So you see over here, all these cases, it could be that right away when the Kedusha starts, it's done in order to kill this behemoth. Halacha Bey Zuk the Mishnah. After he did the Avoidus of the parent seer inside, he goes to see a Mishnah. He put his two hands on it, he leans on it, when he's found, he does Vidu Vikach Hayoimer. On Hashem, Ovu, Poshu, Chotu, that's the avoinus, or the ones that are done b'mezid, pashu are done b'merida, rebelling, chotu is b'shoigeg, we saw the Gemara Leil that really should do chotu first, lefanecho amcho beis Yisrael, ona Hashem kaper no, and Hashem should be mechaper, and the same lashon we had in the previous Mishnayos, v'goymer. Says the Gemara, tani bar kapro, ovu pashu chotu. You should say ovu pashu chotu, but don't mention beis Yisrael. Shelo leaskir ginu yushim jay Yisrael. He doesn't want to mention am Yisrael did a chet. He said they did a chet. Meaning the Siyam Mishtalach has to stand alive because he's going to die eventually, but right now he must be alive. So until what stage the Siyam Mishtalach must be alive? Rida says, until he finishes the kapar, meaning until he does all the applications of the blood inside. Until he does the video in Siyam Mishtalach and he says to be alive, afterwards if he dies, so then it's not Me'akif. Now we're going to use the next few lines of the Gemara. There's really Reb Chaim's Girso switches every time it says Rav Yudo to Rav Shimon, every time it says Rav Shimon to Rav Yudo. So this is the Gemara. Al Daita de Rav Shimon Havidu Me'akev. Of course, Rav Shimon, you need to do vidui. If you don't have the vidui, so it's Me'akev. You have to do it again. Al Daita de Rav Yudo Ein Havidu Me'akev. Vidui is not Me'akev. Ma Nafkami Benir. Will be Nafkamino. Meaning, what other Nafkaminos you have between them? Shochu Beloi Vidui. What happens? He sends the Seir without doing vidui. Al Daita de Rav Yudo. So here, according to Rav Chaim, Al Daita de Rav Shimon Tzech Levi Seir Acher. Why? Because you have to do vidui. Al Daita de Rav Yudo Ein Tzech Levi Seir Acher. According to Rav Yudo, you don't have to be another Seir because the vidui is not Me'akev. Avi Parkin. Similarly, we talk about the bull. Shochto Beloi Vidui. If you did it without vidui. So Al Daita de Rav Shimon that vidui is Me'akev Tzech Levi Par Acher. Do another par. Al Daita de Rav Yudo Ein Tzech Levi Par Acher because the vidui is not Me'akev. Nisvado Veshochto Vinishpach Adam. He did vidui. He did the shechita, and then the blood spilled. V'at all matzich la'vi parachin. I have to bring another bull. Tzuch lizvad l'pam shniel kva yotze vidui shorishin. If he really did vidui, but now he's replacing the animal, does he have to do another vidui? So the Gemara, af pesiyah mishtalech ken. A similar question, af pesiyah mishtalech. Tzuch lahagri lo l'pam shniel kva yotze begrili shorishin. Meaning, he did a goyul, and you have two animals. And now siyah mishtalech died, you have to bring a new siyah mishtalech. Do you have to do another goyul? The first girl is enough. We're talking here according to Madoma the holds the Hagrol is Me'akev. You must do a goyul. But if you did one, do you have to do another one? Similar to the question of the par. If you hold vidui is Me'akev, if you did one, do you have to do another one, the new animal? And the Gemara does not answer these questions. With this, we conclude Yoshalmi Yumo Dafim Beis.